Why is it that Christians who have near-death experiences tend to see Jesus but not the multiple arms of Shiva? Why is it that mystics who claim to have extraordinary visions invariably see only those spiritual figures that are part and parcel of their cultural upbringing? These questions and those related to them came to the forefront of my mind when, on a research trip to northern India in the summer of 1978, I first met Baba Fakir Chand, a then 92-year-old sage who had been meditating for over 70 years, several hours a day, practicing Shabad Yoga, an ancient yogic technique wherein one tries to induce a conscious near-death experience. It has now been nearly 40 years since I first heard of Fakir Chand, and little did I know then that his radical realizations would be met with so much consternation and controversy amongst religious leaders and followers both in India and internationally. How I came to even know of Fakir Chand is an odd story in itself.